We are learning Mesechtes Gittin Daf Samach Zayin Amar Beis, and we're starting a brand new perek, perek Misha Achazai. Zokta Mishnah. Misha Achazai Kredikis, someone who got sick with the sickness called Kredikis. And this comes, Rashi says, from a shade that it's like a spirit that goes into the person and makes him, that he doesn't have das anymore, makes him crazy. So he was Achazai Kredikis, for Omar Kisu Gel Ishti. And he says, write a get for my wife. And even if he said kisvu v'tnu, Rashi said, the Taisa says, even if he said kisvu v'tnu, loy amaklum, it doesn't count because he's not daitum yeshavas, he has no das. Oma kisvu gel ishdi, let's say he said while he was sane, he said, write a get for my wife, va'ochsu kredikus, and he got sick afterwards, he went crazy afterwards, v'chazvam lech tichavenu, and then when he was crazy, he said, no, don't write it anymore, too late, ain't v'avachorinim klum, because he already said, b'shas, when he was normal, he said to write, and therefore now that he changed his mind when he was crazy, it doesn't count, it's not a chazara. Neshtatek, if, a different case, he's a full bardas, but all of a sudden he lost his power of speech. V'omru loy, and they told him, they asked him, nichtav gel ishtucha, should we write a get for your wife? V'hirchim reish, and he shook his head, yes. So now, we're not sure if he really, that's what he means, because he can't talk. So, you ask him three other random questions, and you see if he gets it right. When he says, when he moves his head up and down, does that mean yes? You ask him a question. You say, do you live here? And he shakes yeah or no. So you know, if he knows what he's talking about when he shakes his head. So if you test him, you see, when he shakes his head, he knows what he's talking about. So here, you can write the gap by him shaking his head, because you see, he knows what he's talking about. Zok the Gemara, my kardiakis. What is kardiakis? How do you get the sickness? Omar Shmuel, the nachsei chamra charta de matzarta. He drank wine straight out of the wine press, which is like grape juice, before it fermented, and he get bitten from that wine. And basically, you get a shade could come into a person if he drinks this wine, and the spirit go into the person. So what's for listening mishnoshki yain chadosh? Why don't say clearly that someone a yain chadosh, he got bit by a yain chadosh, he got hurt by drinking fresh wine. Hakmas Lon, the Harucha, this spirit is Kudiakishma. This shade is called Kudiakish. Might not have been, what's the difference? Le Kameh, if you want to write a Kameh. If you want to write a Kameh, you know now what it's called. Now, Agav, there's a big shayah, let him use grape juice for Dalad Kaisis. So one of the riots they bring that you can't is there was a certain Tanner, Hudibar Aloi, who used to drink Dalad Kaisis, and his head hurt him from the alcohol till Shuas. And so they ask, why do you have to go through such pain? Why don't you drink grape juice? So he said, oh, it must be, you can't use grape juice for the Dalad Kaisis. But some say, no, it's not a right. You know why he didn't drink grape juice? Because he was scared of getting this sickness called Kardiakis. He wanted to be able to learn. The worst thing is that they get a Ruach, that's what he doesn't want. He wants to be able to have his brains. So that's why he didn't drink grape juice. They bring a right from here, that's the answer. If out of grape juice, you are Yaitse. The reason why he didn't drink it is because he was scared of this Kardiakis. That was something Aga. Zokting Marvai, the Maya Suse, what is the cure for this sickness called Kardiakis? If the Kameh is not going to work, what is the natural sickness for Kardiakis? If someone gets the sickness, what should he do? So the Gemara says, Bistra Sumka, which is lean meat, which is meat that's not so fatty, Agumri, he puts it onto the grill, Mechamra Marka, and we get wine that's mazuk, that's watered down. Omra Abaya, Omrili Ain. My governess said, Omri Leim, because we know Abaya, his mother was Nifta right after he was born, so he was brought up by this Imanas. So Abaya said, oh, from the Imanas, L'shim Shabbat Yema, if someone has a sickness from heat, it comes from the heat, or maybe it is a fever, the rashes master comes from the sun, either it's, or maybe it's a fever, what do you do? So after for one day, Kuzu Demaya, you take like a whole bucket of water, you drink that should be good. Bastreya, if you have it for 2 days, so then sikure. Then you should do bloodletting. Bastplusly, if it's 3 days already, then bistro sumka gumri v'charamarka. You should eat lean meat, the meat that's not so fatty, and roasted, v'charamarka, and watered down wine. L'shimsha tikta, if you have the sickness a very long time, what you do? Lightly taraguta uchmati. Take a black chicken, v'karash esveir, cut it up. Two ways, shesiv erev, you cut it this way and that way. But legalchelam tios deresha, then you shave off the chayla, the top of his head, and you put the chicken, this cut up chicken, on his head. Venanche loy ad the misrach, and you put it there till it sticks to his head. And then what should he do? Velinchas leka b'mayel, let him go down into the water outside of his neck, ad the chalash alma loy, until he feels faint. Velimud v'lisik v'lesiv, then he should swim and come out of the water. And then he should be related. Then he should sit down until he feels better. And if that doesn't work, be loy. Lechel karti, he should eat leeks. Belinchos lekem b'maya tzavrei, and then go back into the water until his neck. Adachol she'amoy loy, until he feels faint. Belimur lizik leisiv, then he should swim and come out of the water and sit down. And hopefully that will help him. L'shimsha, back to the Gemara. Gemara said before, back to what we said before. L'shimsha for regular fever or regular sickness from the heat. Bris shumka gumer v'chaber marka. But latalga, but if it's from a cold, it's the opposite. Then you take bisra shmeina, fatty meat, agumri, that's roasted, v'chamra chaya, and wine that was not watered down. The Gemara brings a ma'isa. Amram chasida, ki ha mitzara le'resh glusa. Resh glusa, you should mitzara of Amram. Amram, resh glusa was one of the leaders of the Bavel in those days. The resh glusa was the manig of cities in Bavel. And a lot of times they were the tzaddikim usually. But Lamaisa, sometimes they shepherd people, and Rav Amram was a real chassid, and they liked shepherding him, which was wrong to do. And because he was machban, then b'isurim, so they tried shepherding him. So Rav Amram chassid, they made him sleep on snow. Lamacha, the next day, Amrulay, they told him, what should we bring you? You know, he was sleeping in the snow the whole night, he was freezing cold. What should we bring you to eat? Omar, so Rav Amram said to himself, Hani, call them in a little way for happy. What do I tell them to do the opposite? So Rav Amram told them, bring me a bisra sumka, bring me not fatty meat, lean meat, a gumri that's roasted, a chamar marka, and watered down wine. And of course, they brought him the opposite. Aitulay, inu bisra shemena, fatty meat, a gumri that's roasted, a chamar chaya, and wine that was not watered down, and that we said before is very good for talga, for the cool. So to Rav Amram, still needed an hour refuah because now he ate this fatty meat and chamra chaya is not good for you either. So now Amram Chasida was sick now the other way. First he had a cold, now he took this fatty meat and this raw wine, he was in bad shape again. So Shama Yalta was the wife of Rav Nachman, she was a very chashuva lady, she actually was a daughter of the Resh Glusa. So Shama Yalta heard about this, Umaylel Be Mesusa, and he brought him to the bathhouse, Umukmile Be Maya, put him in the water of the Be Mesusa, Mahafri Maya Be Mesusa Havadamba, until the water of the bathhouse turned into dam because there was oozing out of him from the sweat from eating all that meat. And his whole skin turned into blotches, round blotches. Another refuah for a cold. Rav Yosef, if he got a cold, what he did was he worked and he started grinding his wheat. And therefore he got hot and he started sweating. That helped his sickness. Rav Sheshes, when he got a cold, he asked Kushri, he used to schlep beams. And he said, Malacha is gevaldik, because it warms up a person. It warms up a person, that's why it's a good thing. That's what gives it a chashivas. He gives it a chashivas that bechlav, not only does he get what comes out of it, work is good because you make money or you fix something. Besides for that, it also warms a person up. So that's why malacha is very good. Omle reish glusa rav sheshes. Another maisa that you see how the reish glusa didn't behave so well. Omle reish glusa rav sheshes. My time leishad marin gabal. Why didn't you ever come to ipas? Omle le malu avdi. Because your avadim are not beseder. I can't trust them in kashrus. The chashid eivim menachai. Because the chashid on eivim, the issa eivim menachai. Amalei, so Reish Glusa told Rav Sheshes, "Mi Yemer, why do you think that the Chashan Eiv Mechai?" Amalei, I'll show you. Hashd Vachmir Lach, I'll show you now. Amalei Shamis, so Rav Sheshes told his Shamis, "Zilgunayv Eitli Chodah Karav Mechavasa." You know, I know that appearing a feast in there. It's a full animal. Take one of the legs away from the animal. So Eitli, he brought him the animal and he put that away. Hid that. Amalehu. So then, okay, Rav Sheshes said, "Okay, now I'm ready to eat." Let's be misad in front of us the behemoth with his pieces. You know, bring me in the middle of preparing a supper. Let's bring in the animal. I want to see it. They brought in a behemoth with three legs, and they put it in front of them. Amalehu says to the Resh Glusa, "This is what you serve at the Resh Glusa, a animal with three legs." And Mashal even wants to learn maybe that it's a shail of treifa over here because it's missing a leg. It's missing one of the hind legs, the back legs. It could be it's a treifa even. So you're serving a treifa? So when the kitchen staff heard about this, they said, "No way, we forgot the other leg," and they bring another leg. They went and took off a leg off a live animal, and they put it. Oh, here we have here four legs already. I forgot in the kitchen. So now Rav Sheshes tells the Shamish, "Omle, Rav Sheshes tells the Shamish, bring in the one you stole." Oisve, he brought it in. So he says, look at this. It has five legs. Look, this payment has five legs. So he showed them how that choshen even menachai. So lemaisa amalei ihachi levdu kamei demar bleichel. Okay, you know what? I want you to come anyway. We'll make the suda in front of you. We'll appear the whole suda in front of you. You'll be the mashgiach, and that's the way you know it's kosher. Amalei lachir. So he says, no problem. Do that. So after they appeared the supper, they bring the table in front of him. They brought in front of him a basa. Now remember, Rav Sheshes couldn't see; he was blind. They brought him in front of him a portion that the certain part of the leg that has a bone in it that's hard to see, and they were hoping that Rav Sheshes will eat this bone and choke on the bone and die. So Gashashay, Rav Sheshes felt it, and he felt this bone. So Shokla Karcha Besudra, and he took this whole bone, he wrapped it up in a suda and put it on the side. He didn't want to eat it because Pasha was the bone. But Tysus points out, Peter Marley on, look at Tysus, Dimas Karcham, the Ashkech Bey Taimer the Chivro Davracha. He smelled in it a certain saras. That's why he didn't want to, or he tasted a little saras in it, and therefore he put it away. Labasa Dacha, after he finished eating, Omrelay, so the race loose tilt of Sheshes, now on top of Samaches and Aleph, Ignalo Kasa the Kaspa. Someone was stolen from us, we have to check everything, because why they say this? Because they wanted to check. They saw his handkerchief on the side. They wondered what's in there. So they made up a story. They said, we lost a golden cup, a silver cup. Can we look around? When they're looking around, that's called the Karcha Besuda. They found his Suda, his handkerchief, and wrapped up as a piece of meat. Omer later, Reish Glusa said to Rav Sheshes, I see you didn't really want to eat here. You just wanted to drive us crazy. Look, I gave you food, you didn't even eat it. So Gemara says, Rav Sheshes answered, Amma luhu, ano meichel achli. I wanted to eat, but time and I started eating. But time betame the chivra. I tasted it, a taste of shchin or tzaras, some kind of sickness in the meat. Amr lei, chivra lo avla hadra. No, we didn't have today any behemoth that was a baal shchin. I ate the food today. Amma luhu, badku v'duchte. Go find the skin of where this bone came from, and you'll find over there that it's taka a white spotted. Amar Rav Chista, uchma v'chivra, if it's a black spot on a white animal, or chivra v'uchma, or a white spot on a black animal, lukusi, that's a simen that there's a shchin. Batku ashchei, the taka found over there, they found taka, this sickness there, so he was right. Kikonofik, when Rav Sheshes was leaving, so they wanted to get him back again. Karle Beira, they dug up a pit, and they covered it with a mat. Va'omru le, and they told Rav Sheshes, Lacy Marlenech, go to sleep on one of these. We have a mat here for you. Go sleep. And they figured he'll fall right into the bar. Nachle Rav Chista Bachar. Rav Chista, who was there, but he was scared to say anything in front of Reish Lusa, he started coughing. Omrulei, so Rav Sheshes wasn't sure what this coughing is about. Omrulei Nuka, Psoikli Psukech, say a pasuk. Omalei, the Tinnuk said a pasuk. This is a form of Nevuah in those days. They asked the Tinnuk say a pasuk. The pasuk said this pasuk. The Telechal, Yimichal, Esmechal. Go to the right or the left. Omalei, Shamei, Maikachaz, what do you see? Omalei, Tipsi, the Shadi. I see a mat on the floor. Omalei, Hodomine. Go away from the mat. Don't walk on the mat. Lebas and Ofik, after he got out of the Reish Glusa, so Rechis said, had you chapped that? Omalei, Rechis, I have a Yodomar. How do you know to do that? You know, you're right, I coughed. But Lamai said, how do you know that it was something? You should have asked me, like, why am I coughing? How do you know it was something scary? First of all, you cough. So I started thinking. Then I heard a pasuk from the Yanuka. And I suspect that they do things no good. And therefore, I knew to be careful. And therefore, I saved myself by not walking on this mat.